Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Folk tales are one of the most enduring and endearing forms of story. Passed on and changed slightly from generation to generation, they are a meaningful way to understand another group of people. That's what we're hoping to do today with this Ukrainian folktale told by friend of the show, Laurie Allen. Here's Laurie.
My name is Laurie Allen, and I have been storytelling for longer than my children can remember. I love stories, I love the things that they teach us, and the entertaining value. Today, it seems timely to share a folktale from the Ukraine. And this is probably their most famous folktale, and it's called The Mitten. Everyone knew that Baba's knitting was the best in the entire forest and in the entire area. It was so beautiful. What she could do with those needles was pure magic. It was colorful, the stitches were even and perfect, and it was sturdy. What she knitted was meant to last. Now, Baba was Yvonne's grandmother. That's what Baba is, grandmother. And Yvonne was ready one day, one cold winter day, to go outside. The snow was beautiful, the sun was shining, and it was all sparkly. And so he grabbed his boots, he put on his parka, he put on his hat, and he put on his scarf and Baba's wonderful mittens. And he went outside to play. Now, he's an 8-year-old boy. He ran all over. He loved to see the snow on the trees. And he loved to go into the forest and see if he could tell what animal tracks there were in the snow. And he played and he ran far and wide, for he knew the area. And Baba did not worry too much about him getting lost. But as he played and the sun shone down, he began to get warm. And so he took those mittens off and he pushed them in his pocket. And he ran off and he played some more. And then the sky clouded up, a storm was coming in, and he ran for home. Now, what Yvonne did not know is that by shoving both mittens in one pocket, one of them had fallen out. He hadn't noticed. And it was lying there on the white snow in the forest. When he got home, Baba looked, realized he'd lost a mitten, shook her head, and sat him down in front of the fireplace with a cup of hot chocolate. Meanwhile, in the forest, there was a little mouse, and this mouse was so cold, the snow was coming down so hard, the wind was blowing, and she was running through the forest, and she suddenly saw something brightly colored lying on top of the white snow. And she peeked inside. Nothing was in there, but it was warm, and she ran inside that mitten. Oh, her frozen whiskers began to thaw. She felt so good. And this was a good place to wait out the storm. Well, it wasn't very long before a frog came along.
Ribbit, 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 ribbit.
And the frog saw this mitten in the snow and peeked inside. And there was just a little mouse in there. And he said,
ribbit, ribbit, can I come in? Come on, I mean, I'm so cold.
Certainly you can come in. And so the frog hopped in, and they both snuggled down into that mitten. Then a rabbit came by, and the rabbit looked, and this mitten was moving a little bit now with the two animals inside it. And she looked inside, and she said, oh, oh, I am so cold. I've been hopping, 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 and I am so cold. Can I come in? Sure you can come in. And so the rabbit wiggled her way into that mitten. Well, it was not very long before a fox came by, and this fox had been caught outside of his den, and he was so cold his tail was freezing, and he saw this moving mitten in the snow, and he poked his little red nose inside, and it looked so cozy and warm, and he said, oh, oh, my tail is frozen, my tail is frozen, can I come in? Yes, you can come in, said the mouse. And the fox worked his way into the mitten. And the mitten just expanded to fit all of those animals. Well, after a short amount of time, a wolf came by. And this wolf, well, he was a long way from home, too. And his ears were just frozen. And he saw this mitten or something moving around on the snow. And he went and he stuck his muzzle in and he said,
"Oh, this looks warm. And I am frozen. My ears are so cold. Can I come in?"
"Yes, yes, you can come in." And so the wolf worked his way in, and the mitten just stretched and expanded, but Baba's stitching still held. Well, the next thing they knew, a boar came along, a boar with his big tusks, and he was getting really cold, too, and "I'm so cold, cold, and what is that?" And he saw this mitten, and by this time it's moving around and wriggling. And he went, and he stuck his nose and one of his tusks inside and said, "Warmth, warmth, can I come in?" "Well, yes," said the mouse, "you can come in too." And he worked his way in. It took him a minute to work his way in, and there he was, nice and warm, and this mitten just expanded further. Well, they were all very cozy now in the storm. They could see the snow coming down, still coming outside, but they were all warm. With all of them in there, they were really warm. And next, a bear came by. This bear had come out from hibernation on the sunny day and now got caught in the middle of this storm. And he looked, and he couldn't tell what it was at first, all this wriggling in the snow and all this color, and then he realized it was a place to get warm. And he peeked his nose inside and he said,
Oh, I am so cold. I am cold, cold, cold. I am so cold. And could I come in? Because that looks so warm and I am so cold."
"Sure, come in," said the mouse, "if you can fit." And that bear worked his way in and finally got himself to where he was turned around so that just his tip of his nose and his eyes were outside and everything else was in the mitten. And as you can imagine, that mitten had grown and grown and grown. Well, all the animals were warm and snug in their mitten. And then the sun came out. The storm stopped. And when the sun came out, the bear, whose nose and eyes were slightly peeking out, that sun hit his nose, and he started
choo!
And with that big bear sneeze, that mitten just flew apart into pieces. All the animals rushed home to their dens or their logs or their burrows or their caves and left the pieces of the mitten in the snow. Later that day, a traveler from other parts was walking through the forest, and as he did, he looked down and he saw this brightly colored piece of something that was lying in the snow, and he picked it up. And he said, "This is beautiful work. Look at those stitches. If I take that home, my wife could put that into a blanket." And he found two more fairly good-sized pieces, and he put them all into his pocket. Because after all, it would be a shame to have something that beautiful left just lying there on the forest floor.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Laurie Allen, for sharing her story. Laurie is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild and Story Tours. You can find more information on her page with the Utah Storytelling Guild at utahstorytellingguild.website, as well as with Story Tours at storytours.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.